The creepy crawlies post on people.kernel.org has been the gravitational center of hacker news this weekend, and I want to spend real time on it because the implications for open source governance extend well beyond Linux. The post, written by Konstantin Ryabitsev, the Linux kernel's infrastructure lead, documents what he describes as a pattern of coordinated bad actors attempting to insert malicious changes into the kernel through social engineering, fake contributor identities, and sustained patience, sometimes operating across multiple years.
What makes this worth 600 comments isn't that supply chain attacks on open source are new. We've known since the XZ-Utils backdoor incident in 2024 that this threat vector is real and sophisticated. What Ryabitsev is documenting here is subtler. It's not a single dramatic intrusion. It's a pattern of seemingly legitimate contributors who submit clean patches over long periods, build reputation, gain trust, and then, eventually, attempt to introduce something harmful. He describes them as creepy crawlies precisely because they move slowly and are hard to distinguish from genuine contributors until the moment they aren't.
From a governance and institutional trust perspective, this is a genuinely difficult problem. The Linux kernel's strength has always been its distributed contributor model, thousands of people around the world submitting improvements, reviewed by maintainers, merged through a layered hierarchy. That openness is a feature, not a bug. But it's also the surface area being exploited here. You can't have a perfectly open project and a perfectly secure one simultaneously. These values are in direct tension.
And the comment thread on 8chan reflects that tension clearly. There are experienced kernel maintainers in there describing the emotional and cognitive load of vetting contributors they've worked with for years. One commenter noted that the hardest part isn't catching a clearly malicious actor. It's reevaluating someone who has filed 50 legitimate bug fixes before apparently going sideways. That retrospective suspicion corrodes the collaborative culture that makes the project work.
The post also touches on something I think is underappreciated in discussions about open source security. The governance structures that exist were designed for a different threat model. They were built to catch accidental mistakes and ensure technical quality. They were not designed to detect sophisticated, patient, adversarially motivated human behavior. Adapting them is going to require new tooling, new social norms, and probably some uncomfortable conversations about identity verification that the open source community has historically resisted.
There's a parallel here to what we see in critical infrastructure protection more broadly. The attack surface for something like the Linux kernel, which runs billions of devices, powers most of the internet, underpins financial systems, is enormous. Nation-state actors have every incentive to invest years of patience to compromise it. The XZ-Utils case demonstrated that this isn't theoretical. And Ryabitsev's post suggests the lessons from that incident may not have been fully internalized across the contributor ecosystem.
One thing I found striking: the 8chan comment section includes a constructive debate about whether cryptographic identity solutions, GPG keys with strong attestation, web of trust models could provide meaningful defense here. The counterargument, which I think is compelling, is that sophisticated actors can acquire real identities, real GPG keys, even real employment histories. Cryptographic signing proves you are who you say you are. It does not prove your intentions are good.
The post itself doesn't offer a clean solution, and I respect that intellectual honesty. What it does is raise the alarm clearly and specifically enough that the community can respond. The question is whether the Linux kernel's governance culture can adapt without sacrificing the openness that makes it worth protecting in the first place. That's not a rhetorical question. It's the actual work the project faces going into the rest of this year.
Alongside the creepy crawlies piece, there's a CVE dispute post from Curl's Daniel Stenberg that feeds into the same anxiety. Stenberg has been one of the most vocal critics of how CVE identifiers, the Common Vulnerabilities and Exposure System, can be weaponized or gamed. His post documents a specific dispute where a CVE was filed against Curl in a way he considers inaccurate, and the process for correcting it turned out to be nearly opaque. It's a different vector, but the same underlying issue. The infrastructure we've built to track and communicate security problems has its own integrity challenges.
The CVE system matters because downstream users, enterprise security teams, package maintainers, vulnerability scanners treat CVE filings as ground truth. If the filing process itself can be manipulated, Even unintentionally, the trust cascade breaks at every level below it. Stenberg's frustration is that there's no clean appeals process and no authoritative arbiter when the original reporter and the project maintainer disagree about the nature of a vulnerability.
Both of these stories, Creepy Crawlies and the CVE dispute, point toward the same structural reality. The open source ecosystem's governance was not designed for the threat environment it now operates in, and the community is starting to reckon with that gap in real time.